Friday. Today is August the 23rd, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, it's the seventh day of the Defiance County Fair. Junior Fair Sale today is one of the big things we're going to make mention of. We also, though, want to take a look today in the backyard and garden and talk about a pest that is feeding on a lot of different plants, and it's one that is nocturnal. We're talking the Asiatic garden beetle. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants. Simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to start off today talking about an insect pest found in northern Ohio. That is the Asiatic garden beetle. Now, this beetle is one that was brought in, I guess you would say, to America. It's native to Japan, China, South and North Korea, and Russia. It was originally probably introduced to North America in the 1910s or 20s, actually. First discovered in New Jersey in 1921, and since then, the Asiatic garden beetle has spread throughout the northeastern region of the United States. In 2012, the Asiatic garden beetle was reported in Alabama and Florida, and as of 2024, Asiatic garden beetle is reported in at least 24 states, as well as up in Quebec and Nova Scotia in Canada. Now, the Asiatic garden beetle belongs to a specific family. The size of the adults is about 10 millimeters on average. The beetles are similar in appearance to chafer beetles, especially the European chafers or oriental beetles. There are different color variations, rose chafers and June beetles. But Asiatic garden beetle can be identified in the field due to their smaller size. They also have sort of an iridescent elytra, not completely covering the apical portion of the abdomen. They also have strongly flattened hind femurs, which is a little different than the other beetles. In addition, adults can be separated from other similar-looking beetles by their hind labrums, their antenna with 10 segments, wider and stronger flattened hind tibias, and a biclaw tarsal claw. Now, a distinctive feature of Asiatic garden beetle larvae is they have a pear-shaped white cheek on each side of their head. This feature is unique and sort of serves as a key characteristic to differentiate Asiatic garden beetle larvae from other similar grubs. Now, it's interesting when we look at their life cycle. Asiatic garden beetles are typically nocturnal, meaning they feed on foliage and a wide variety of crops at night, ornamental plants and weeds. They consume entire plants, including the veins and the petioles. The adults are active from mid-June through late September here in northern Ohio. Females of the Asiatic garden beetle lay eggs in small batches in the soil during the summer, and then these eggs will typically hatch within 1 to 2 weeks after they are laid. Upon hatching, the young first instar larvae will begin feeding on roots and organic matter in the soil, and then as the soil temperatures start to drop in late September and early October, those larvae will bury deep into the soil. The behavior helps them survive the cold winter months. They overwinter as second and third instars, which is less vulnerable to that cold comparable to the younger larvae. Sometimes females will lay eggs later in the growing season. They have been observed inactive in their first and second instar larvae during May and June, when sampling soils planted with corn and soybeans, so the findings suggest these larvae hatched late during the previous growing season. Now, as soils warm up in the spring, the larvae of the Asiatic garden beetle start moving upwards in search of those roots to feed on, including those of various weed species. The last instar larvae pupate in late May and June, and then that pupal stage typically lasts 1 to 2 weeks, depending on what the soil temperature is. Now, after they pupate, adults will emerge in June and July, and following their emergence, the adult Asiatic garden beetles will begin feeding on the foliage of many plants. It can be your vegetable plants, it can be flowers, all sorts of things. Asiatic adult garden beetles are strong flyers and can actually travel considerable distance, and they are attracted to lights and can often be found near porches or street lamps. After mating, the females will burrow into the soil during the daytime to lay the eggs. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, picking up where we left off, talking about the Asiatic garden beetle and some of their different habits, they can be found when they're grubs in the soil in the spring. Before planting corn and soybeans, they've been found actually around the root systems of mare's tail. Now, if we look at in the home gardens, adults continue to feed at night and hide during the day. We mentioned they are nocturnal. That during the summer, damaging different crops as they go through. The most effective way to control adult beetles in a backyard setting is actually to hang a light bulb at a height about 1 foot and keep a pan of soapy water underneath it. This technique is actually more mechanical. It is effective if you do it as soon as you see some of the damage going on. Visiting the crops at night is important to see if the beetles are present and active, since there are many species that produce crop damage similar to Asiatic garden beetles, but they're more active during the daytime. Now, believe it or not, chickens are another natural control. Chickens eat a lot of insects, and they do find Asiatic garden beetles in their diet to be particularly palatable. So having chickens maybe have access to areas where those Asiatic garden beetle adults are present can actually help reduce the population, and it's good for the chickens. As far as insecticides go, the BTGs, or Bacillus thuringiensis galleria, those are the active ingredients that can be used to control Asiatic garden beetles. This insecticide will control any adults on vegetation and larvae in the soil upon contact. These products are mostly effective for Japanese beetles, Asiatic garden beetles, June beetles, the Oriental beetles, as well as European chafers and southern and northern mast chafers. So a lot of the ones that would look similar, I guess, that could be confused, they are all controlled by the same product. And you need to check the label if it specifically says the name BTG on it, and make sure you read the label and follow the directions carefully. The advantage of BTG products are that they will not harm the other insects or pollinators or other beneficial enemies, if you will, such as the parasitic wasps and beneficial nematodes, which also kill white grubs. So the BTGs are ones that are more targeted. Also, these products claim to be effective at any temperature range and stable for long periods of time, so that's a plus in reducing the number of applications you may need to make. Well, switching gears just real quick, the Defiance County Fair wraps up this weekend, actually wraps up tomorrow, but today is a big day at the fair with the Junior Fair Livestock Sale, and would just encourage folks and businesses, if you have a chance, go out and support the young people showing and selling their animals. That starts at 9 o'clock this morning. Of course, tonight the big demolition derby in front of the grandstand starting at 6:30, and tomorrow at 5:30, the truck pulls. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.